mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this Thursday, the 17th day of March 2005 edition. And coming up, I mean, Iran and Syria, the globalists are beating the war drum to attack them. These are third world countries that don't threaten anybody. Meanwhile, China and Russia are doing more war games against Taiwan, more war games against our country. And what's our government do? Here, take all the supercomputer systems. I mean, Bill Clinton was bad giving them some. Bush took all restrictions off. Here, have nuclear weapons parts, the latest. Have all our designs. Here, North Korea, have some reactors that are great at producing weapons-grade plutonium, uranium. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. I want to go over this, and plus, there's been a lot of new police state developments. Pretty soon won't be able to have a job with the government if you smoke cigarettes or even an occasional cigar. We'll be testing you for that as well. All part of the new freedom. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Bob in Ohio. Bob, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You'll never guess what was in the neighboring county's front page of their newspaper yesterday.
What, biometric scanning is good or checkpoints are good? Let me guess.
Your communist identification card. Well, I mean, United States of America driver's license.
Oh, they're now announcing this is good for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to the first two or three sentences here. Want to open a checking account? Get credit? Buy a six-pack? Travel anywhere? You're going to need your driver's license.
And by the way, for about 3 years, I watched 70-year-old men and women having their license scanned to buy beer or cigarettes. You know, I watched 30-year-old people as well. And occasionally, you know, I go for, we're having company over to buy a bottle of wine or something. And boom. I mean, I look like I'm 40 and I'm only 31. And they just go, let me see your card. Got to do it. Got to swipe it. And they're telling people it's going to be for everything. Buying a bag of potato chips.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a picture of it on the front page here. And it says United States of America driver's license on the top. And just to the right of that is the, you know, the United States seal. And then under that on the far right side is the guy's picture.
What's the name of your paper?
It's not my paper. It's their paper. It's the News Herald. You could probably catch it on the web, www.newsherald.com.
Okay.
And that was for Wednesday, March 16th.
What's the headline of the article?
Well, the little headline on the top says National Driver's License Standards Bring Disagreement, and then right underneath the picture in big print is License to Spy.
Just flaunting it in your
face. Oh, yes. But the good thing is that we have an ex-policeman in our radio club, and he's not too, you know, he's like knows the firemen and other policemen, and they're all agreeing it's probably about time for a tea party.
Well, the problem is that the actual bill that passed that in December legalizes the illegal aliens, orders the states with no identification to issue them this, actually makes it easy if there were real terrorists to attack us.
I know.
I mean, I've had the congressman and his aides. I mean, I've covered the bill here. Folks, this is, it's so sick. It's so sick. It doesn't keep us safe, and they know that.
But the good thing is when I went to the store to get this paper, I was grumbling about it, and I threw it on the counter, and there was an older gentleman standing there, and I said, this is the kind of stuff they do in Nazi countries. And he goes, yeah, he goes, that's for sure. And I said, you know, I got a website for you, and I gave him your Infowars.com. He goes, I'm already there. I go, oh, okay, so you know what's going on. And then the cashier there was, this is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, that's the thing. The tighter they squeeze, the more resistance they generate. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. We just can't let them siphon off our resistance into their own systems. We're fighting a sophisticated enemy, but they can and will be defeated with God's help.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For those that just joined us, for stations that don't carry that first little five-minute segment, we were talking to Bob in Ohio, and he was talking about the New Herald newspaper. Front page, hey, here's your national ID card. You'll have to have it to buy and sell. And I see similar articles every day, and most of them are positive. It's just, oh, it's so good. Oh, it's going to have a chip in it, and it'll automatically scan you, and yeah, you'll have to have this to have a job or live your life, and it's part of a Pan-American Union system, and this will keep you safe from terrorists. This will stop the illegal aliens, when it actually says, with basically no identification, they are to issue illegal aliens driver's license. So any terrorist outside of Al-Qaeda, if those really exist, but the point is that the claims they're making that this is to keep us safe is a total fraud. The government says they want amnesty. But then they know that people will buy into an ID card, or they go, oh, it'll stop the illegals. It's just, it's incredible. It's very, very scary, because it isn't just that we're going to have this ID card. It's all the things they're going to use it for, and the databases that will be attached to it. And, oh, you're not a good globalist. You don't have a green level rating. You've got bad credit. You think the airports are bad with TSA? Ridge and all of them have said, in public documents, on TV, in the news, that your whole life will be like living in the airport, going to work, starting your car, checkpoints, being pulled out of line, men in black uniforms with machine guns everywhere. And, of course, there'll be no real terror to fight. Every few years, they'll blow something up to legitimize everything, but 99.99% of it will just be, well, crime is terror. Marijuana is terror. Spanking your children is terror. Not paying your taxes is terror. Selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes is terror. Complaining too much is terror. I mean, by the way, the stuff that I just mentioned is people being arrested and being threatened already under terrorism. I just mentioned real world, real things. And so, you see the ads on TV. The people are sitting at the dinner table or at a restaurant. You know, I smoke pot, and I don't think it's a problem. I'm not aiding Al-Qaeda. Oh, really? Think again. That marijuana you smoke actually funds Al-Qaeda and kills a lot of people. And the guy goes, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. And let's get it straight. I didn't just say I smoked marijuana. People listen to this show, and I talk about ads and TV and stuff. I get emails, you know, you're talking about yourself? No, I'm talking about public service announcements. They're all over the place. I know it's partially my fault I talk so fast, but... And then they have like a little text that says, drugs fund terror. Using drugs is terror. That is, unless it's the Ritalin or Prozac, and the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of other drugs they're pushing on the public, whose molecules are much more deadly than even methamphetamine or cocaine or heroin. It's just, it's crazy. I mean, Congress funds more Border Patrol, thousands more. And Bush got a whole package of police state legislation passed going, well, it's going to beef up the Border Patrol. And, you know, Fox News, well, you got to get this bill. It's beefing up Border Patrol. And I got emails and calls. Well, Alex, it is going to beef up the Border Patrol. And I said, you watch. They're going to have that Border Patrol out there picking up trash or, you know, patrolling the middle of the country doing nothing or being bureaucrats. They want the borders open. They shut it. And it was worse than I thought. They just said, nah, you funded it, but we're taking that money for a totally different agency. We're not going to spend it. We don't need them. We don't need them. Even though in the Texas sector alone, Dallas Morning News, Brownsville newspaper, you name it, over, and I've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on this show who said it is a New World Order global government takeover. See, the head of the union said that on this show. I mean, everybody's waking up. Over 2,000 gone from Texas alone. Why? They could pay the Border Patrol more and get more good people. No, it's a very rigorous training program on purpose. They made it even tougher. Whereas when you're under attack, supposedly, you should lower it and get more people. They've made the hoops even higher. And you get an average of $24,000 more a year, starting increase in pay over the $35,000-$40,000 you get as a Border Patrol agent, a starting $24,000 increase, that's the first year, then it goes up even more, when you become an Air Marshal, and the Air Marshal Corps recruited directly out of the Border Patrol. So they all said, I'm tired of kicking rattlesnakes and arresting, you know, hundreds of illegals every month. I'm just going to go be an air marshal and sit on planes. Of course, no real terrorism to fight, but we can shake people down and look for drugs and arrest people because they don't look right. Or, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. But you've got to have a national ID card. But not the illegal aliens. We'll accept over 30 countries' consular matricula cards. And with one of those babies that anybody can go buy, we'll give you a driver's license. You want 4 or 5, maybe 10 identities? You want to be on the welfare milk glands? Well, then attach yourselves, you illegal aliens, to all of them. Meanwhile, citizens stand in line as the illegals go right past at the emergency room. I've been in the emergency room with my finger basically cut off. And the illegal aliens go right through. Why? Because they know they don't have insurance. They know, and they know the government pays for it with your tax money. So they are blue chip. They are first-class citizens. And you heard Jeff Dice, Ron Paul's spokesman, press secretary, say that under this new expansion of the national ID card, we are actually second-class citizens. Actually, we're third-class. Government's first-class. Illegal aliens are second-class. We are third class. Seriously. You have less rights as a citizen, as a slave, as a pathetic cow that they milk. Oh, okay, I'm going to get to the news here because I want to go to your calls. I'm just really sick of it. But the neocons keep their listeners in the dark. They're listeners who are good people. And they'll never know about any of this, and they'll be pacified until the end. U.S. House backs higher war spending. That's on top of the $100 billion-plus a year they've been putting into the military budget, on top of the $450 billion they're already getting. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $81.4 billion war spending bill, nearly $2 billion more than what President George W. Bush had sought for defense. The House voted. We used to have the Department of War back before we had doublespeak, the Department of Defense. The House voted 388-43 for the bill that included a measure rejecting Bush's plan to use part of the money to build an embassy in Iraq, potentially delaying construction. The bill involves sizable amounts of money designed, really it's a command and control base is what it is. The bill involves sizable amounts of money designed essentially to support our troops, whether they may be, but especially in the Middle East, said House Appropriations Committee Chairman Jerry Lewis. That's a total lie, said California Republican. The Senate must approve its version of the bill. This is how it works. They take in these hundreds of billions of dollars, and then they do things like criminally charge the troops for their laundry to be done. But they've got to, once a month, be at parade, sometimes once a week. And so you got to have it all laundered. They charge him, what is it, $100 for 10 pounds of laundry. They charge him for water, unless they want the stuff that comes out of the spigot. They charge him. They get one meal a day, one meal, and then they can go get steaks, everything else they want, if they're willing to pay Halliburton. This is admitted. When their legs get blown off, the family has to get together. They have little drives and, you know, little cookouts. Raise money. We need to fly our son back from Rammstein. They discharged him after his legs were blown off, and we got to get the money in 2 days because they're going to kick him out of the base in 2 days, and he's going to have to. I mean, this is admitted mainstream news. Paying for their plane tickets. Thanks for the legs and arms. Now get out. Get your own plane ticket, punk. And supporting the troops means you don't criticize us doing this to the troops. If you want to be patriotic, there's plenty of plastic flags made by Chinese slaves in death camps that you can wave proudly from your home. You know, until 9/11, I flew an American flag many times. After 9/11, I stopped flying it. What? Why is that? Because I will not let them appropriate our sacred symbols for their own criminal uses. Now, currently, flying your flag on non-holidays, 4th of July and stuff, means you support the lies of 9/11, the destruction of America. Sorry if you're offended. But that's what the public service announcements and the politicians told us. This means you buy the lie. I mean, oh, but I was the weirdo. They had little alerts and stuff and government memos years ago. The person that flies a flag year-round. This is actually in the memos. A person that talks a lot about the Constitution. And, you know, in the Hollywood movies where they show the bad guys always has American flags hanging up in his house. Oh, but now, no, I will not go. And it's like Walmart has the big signs up all over it. Made in America. American pride. I challenge you. I've been in Walmart. I have looked for a full hour before until I found something made in America. Maybe a light bulb or... Now, of course, you can find plenty of made in America in the food section. Though 65% of our food comes from outside the country, at least it was put together and value-added here. You know, the Doritos, the corn came from Mexico, but the Doritos were in the spices were added here. But other than the food section, I challenge you. I challenge you. You will be hard-pressed. About 65-70% of it, my own little study I did, is from China. The rest, India, Mexico, Sri Lanka, the Philippines. But over half's from good old China, who's threatening to nuke us again. When we get back, I'll cover that. And all their threats to Taiwan. And then we'll take your calls. And if you don't want to hear the truth, I mean, I'm sure you can tune another channel and hear them tell you everything's wonderful.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls because you've been holding for a while, and then I'll get into how China and Russia are arming to the teeth against us, openly threatening us. And Bush just has nicknames for the dictator of China. He has names for the dictator of Russia. And that's what Putin is, by the way. Totally staged elections. If you don't know that, you must be watching CNN. And they're just, it's horrible. They're doing war games against Taiwan. They just passed a resolution to go ahead and invade Taiwan if they want. And all this talk about spreading freedom. And our government just rolls over because most of our factories are now in China. which helps the globalists and hurts you and I big time and the poor Chinese people. Let's go to Harvey in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello again, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
Well, I love your wry sense of humor. You're really hysterical. I absolutely enjoy that. Probably about the most of your show. But let me bring something up. A very short piece that was barely mentioned anywhere, including on your website. British military contractor to buy American supplier. This is United Defense Industries being bought out for $4 billion by BAE Systems, British military contractor.
But that's that group is connected to the Carlyle Group as well.
Right, well, they're selling it to themselves because United Defense is 49% owned by the Carlyle Group.
Yeah, I know.
And the other 51% are owned by the Saudi royal family and the Bin Laden family.
I know, and the Bin Ladens build every U.S. military base in the Middle East. I mean, it is so sick.
You always
the Bin Laden family, as of a year ago, I haven't checked it lately, had made $4 billion themselves off the war.
Right, there's another Saudi contracting family that's very big involved with food service, and they were in Iraq before the war. When you talk about who has the motive, this Carlyle Group is an insidious bunch.
No one has connections to the Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden and all these people like the Bushes and our government. Good point. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you raised this. Really good point. And I have that article. In fact, I have the article here in the stack from yesterday. Never got to it. And, yeah, the folks that make our Bradley fighting vehicles, here's the deal. And, again, this number's a year old. Because you always get the numbers a year later. That's how these corporate numbers work. 70... What is it? I don't remember. It's 70. I think I want to say 76. It's 70 plus. I know that. Of the hardware, the components, the parts for the military-industrial complex. I mean, if we're going to have this big evil war machine, might as well make it here, huh? No! It's made in Europe! Now, they have laws against it being made in China and a few other places, but it's made in Europe. Europe! I mean, this is out of... And then Europe acts like they're not for the wars. Europe controls us. Oh, it's sick. It's so sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I wanted to make a comment, and then I had a question. The comment I wanted to make is this system that we're in right now is going to end? And people really need to understand that.
Yeah, the next level is much worse. We'll all work for a private corporation that's funded by the government with governmental control. Life will be like living in a prison.
Well, the only way, you know, that humanity has any chance of breaking out of this is it has to realize that it has a parasitical, you know, cancerous entity existing within it.
Yeah, and that's what the elite is. Exactly. It is a parasitic elite that is breeding more parasites and has gotten greedy and is actually eating holes in its host.
So until we wake up and until everyone wakes up and realizes that any issue is semantics beyond that point, you know, we're really going to be stuck in a rut. But the question that I had for you, I was going back through your website last night, and I went back to the interview that you did with the Morgenthaler Jones woman. And I really wanted you to talk a little bit, if you're willing to, about your sense of the psychology. You know, there are a lot of us out there that listen to that interview, and we have a lot of private speculations about her.
Well, for those that don't know, again, we're not, and I don't mean this meanly, we're not having a private conversation. And so everybody out there listening doesn't know the facts or what we're talking about, so introduce it for them.
Okay. You interviewed a Men for Arnold head woman, I can't remember her first name.
Lisa Morgenthaler Jones.
And she started this organization, but during the interview, I mean, it was really unbelievable what started coming out of her.
Bohemian Grove came up, mind control came up, yeah.
I mean, her connections with these genetic bio companies.
I know.
You know, she's friends with Bill Frist, I think it was, one of the other big wigs in the Senate. She was saying that she had, you know, went to school with him and talked to him. You know, so there was a lot going on with this woman.
Great points. Let me briefly comment on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
My resistance of Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger will be relaunched in a few weeks. We've got that contest coming up, final date. We've now gotten quite a few entries, not as many as I'd like, strangely enough. Millions of visitors to the website, but like 10 or 11 entries. It's going to be a $2,000 prize for the best 30 or 60 second, whatever you like, ad against Schwarzenegger. And it's going to be $1,000 for the best radio ad. You've still got, you know, a couple of weeks to get this done, folks, and send it in to me, into our address. Just be sure and clearly mark that it's for the contest. And I am busy, almost done, trying to get these two different TV ads done. What happened is I got behind on martial law, which exposes Schwarzenegger itself, the new 2.5-hour video I just made. And so now I'm plunging right back into doing these ads, because I'm going to make my own ads, and I've checked on the prices in California to air ads on cable, which sounds like a total ripoff. As soon as they hear it's against Arnold, suddenly the price goes way up. Because I know how much cable is here in Texas and other areas, and studies the same size, so I'm trying to ratchet them down, having to deal with that. So there's a lot of footwork, but you will soon see ads. We won't be able to run a lot of them. The point is that then we can go to the media and go, Morgenthaler Jones ran some ads, and you gave them national attention and ran the ads on Good Morning America and CNN and everywhere else, and, you know, Fox News, will you run our ads? and I'm sure some will. You know, that's why Morgenthaler and their crew ran the ads, was to force the media to cover it, and they did. But the ads on the web will do some good, and I'll promote those and get you guys to email them out to people and tell folks about them. And to send folks to ArnoldExposed.com, where we still update the site every couple days. I mean, it's just mountains of dirt and lies and corruption by the Austrian oak, who the globalists plan to put on the throne. I mean, it's former President Bush has said it. Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman, has said it. I mean, they're serious. They got the bills introduced to do it. And their spin will be, if you're not for this, you're for Hillary. And I knew it, and they're now doing it. You can really tell who their people are by them doing that. Crazy logic they use.
We need Arnold to stop Hillary. Alex is bad. He's really for Hillary.
I mean, it's crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm for Hillary, too, now. You mentioned Morgenthaler Jones. I don't know, 45-minute interview that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It's at ArnoldExposed.com. It's the easiest place to find it. It's still on the main page down at the bottom. And I got, you know, his former head campaign finance lady, this big biotech engineer. Boy, Arnold got, what, $9 billion passed for the state for that. And I'm like, oh, Bohemian Grove, Arnold goes to that. And she goes, I didn't know that he does. I go, oh, you know about the Grove. We all know about the Grove. Oh, is your husband, Mr. Jones, a member? He's a member in training. He's trying to become a full member. Yeah, I mean, people that are worth tens of millions of dollars get on the average is 14-year waiting list. It's tens and tens and tens of thousands. It's like $40,000 a year for your dues. I just walked in for Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, past the government agents and the rest of it, and got that footage back in 2000. That's in the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But everything I'd say, if you just laugh and giggle, and I said, well, you know, going up and grabbing on women and fondling them, if I did that, I'd get charged with rape, or attempted rape, and I should, assault. She goes, oh, but Alex, you're powerful. You're on the air. Women would like it. Ugh. And I'm just like, well, that's pretty sick. You know, just trying that psychology. And then she started bringing up mind control. People would call up with very, the word isn't esoteric, very rare information that maybe 1 out of 1,000 people know about. Famous mind control victims. And mentions her, and she's like, oh, no, not mind control. Person didn't say mind control. You start talking about this mind control individual saying her name. She goes, oh, no, not mind control, not mind control. It's a very bizarre interview. I mean, we ought to re-air that sometime. If that's still on the computers up at the network, I don't know. I know it's on my computer, but I don't know if that quality is good enough to re-air on the air. So, yeah, it's definitely Twilight Zone, and that's the only way to describe it. You got to hear the interview to believe it, but go take a listen. But, boy, I talked to her in person. That is over the phone privately. I did a Bloomberg radio interview with her about a week after she was on here. Bloomberg had my cell phone, had me on with her. Bloomberg radio was being very mean to me on air, pro-Arnold in New York. Well, it's global, but big in New York. And after the interview, I called her number, and she answered. And boy, let me tell you, she was not the bubbly type. It was very clear that what she did on air on this show was a act in every form of the word, in every meaning of it. She was, and I told her, I said, so, is Arnold going to stage some event where he saves people? That's the only way he's going to get the Constitution amended. She said, oh, very interesting. That kind of happened with the saving the drowning victim. But that didn't come from us. You know, the guy wasn't really drowning. He just wanted attention. But she got real quiet when I said, so, Arnold going to save some people soon? I mean, you can see that train coming from a mile away. It's as plain as the nose on my face or your face. All right. I want to go to some news, then we'll go to... I got to go quicker here. These callers are all great. I want to go to Randy, John, and Lisa, or who's that caller from Virginia? Linda. And we'll get to everybody. But before I do that, listen up good. Please pay attention. Because, I don't mean that in a patronizing fashion, I really, martial law, 911, Rise of the Police State is my best film. If you've seen Road to Tyranny, that's my second best. Some people say it's the best, but I, frankly, for production quality and the most information, it's martial law. If you were impressed with Road to Tyranny, you've got to get martial law. I mean, this, I put 5+ months into this. I was working on this before I left, you know, right before the start of September for the RNC, and I worked on it right through until a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And it really is my best work. And we've been shipping this sucker since this weekend. And a lot of you had a chance to watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We said we'd release it there first. We did. There's like 100 rave reviews of it. And we put any review up that comes in, unless it's, you know, like a joke profanity message or something. You want to give us a bad review if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go ahead. But they're all positive. They're all positive. I mean, one review was, I wish you'd have pointed out, Alex, with Building 7, that it would take weeks to put bombs in there, and so they said they blew it up. How'd they do it on such short notice? Well, it just so happened that I was already printing the videos up, and that we got that suggestion, and I went in that night and added that, added about 10 seconds to the video, and I did that. Another caller pointed out something that wasn't exactly right in the film. That was what was kind of good about screening it on the website. And I went in and I changed it that same night. So the 100 first videos somebody's getting will be collector's items. You'll have the ones that aren't fixed. And the rest that we made after that are updated. It's just a little bit of inside stuff that's no longer inside stuff. But we strive to be just exactly right and to have, you know, thousands of minds by the time folks got it off my site and posted it everywhere else, thousands of minds looking at it and critiquing that. That's a great thing. And there were there was one thing I should have done that I did. There was another thing that was slightly off, not wrong, just off. Fix that. And there's one thing that I noticed that I just didn't fix. And might as well talk about stuff like this. This is the only other thing in there. And that is, I say, that 8 of the 14 rescue dogs that were there have died of asbestos poisoning of a fast-acting cancer, which dogs don't normally get, and they've linked it back to that. That's what New York Daily News and a couple other publications. Well, what? I'm sorry, it's the 14 dogs have died of that. I have no idea why, when I was doing the voiceover, I said 8 of the 14. But you know what? It's an underestimation, so I'm leaving it. It's worse. So that's I just don't have the time to fix it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to fix it. I'm rambling, aren't I? I am. I just kind of go back to making the film. I spent literally, on average, 16 hours a day, some hours 18 hours a day, working on the film. Well, 3 hours, about an hour getting ready for the show, and then 3 hours doing the show, and then the rest of the day. 18 hours total is the point. I normally spend about 3-4 hours getting ready for the broadcast, but during the film I wasn't. I just couldn't. The point is, I've spilt my guts. I've busted my hind end. I have literally got big bags under my eyes now, okay? I mean, I burned it at both ends with a blowtorch. You know, I drank the cups of Joe. To keep it going. And I feel good now. I've been able to get, you know, 7-8 hours sleep the last few weeks. It's been wonderful. It's like a vacation. My normal huge workload has been a piece of cake. So that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I'm serious. My life's like a vacation now. But now I got to go finish the Arnold ad, so it won't be. But just please get this video. I mean, lust is a bad word. But I can't think of a better, I literally love, just totally get excited over waking people up. I love making the video and it being seen. It is not about the money. The money is secondary. We need the money. to keep doing what we're doing and hopefully expand and make even better films. But, I mean, I just love it. It is my passion. That's the word. It makes me so happy. It's one of the best things in my life other than my wife and children. Just to make something, to wake people up, to fight tyranny, to expose these killers, to try to save lives so they don't carry out more attacks. It's so important to me. And I want to share this with you, and I'm begging you, get the video, make copies of it, give it to your friends and family, give it to your neighbors, put it on Access TV, show it at the library, show it at the town hall, just get the word out, please. Martial law is so powerful. You just gotta have it. And it's long. It's really three films in one. It is three separate acts, three, you know, like a play. It has three separate sections. And it takes you down the rabbit hole like no film I've ever seen. So call toll-free and get the video, please. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And do something else for me. I've got to, you know, all these thousands of shows I've done, I've got to contact them and try to get on other radio shows. And it's exhausting, but it's my passion. I love it to promote the film. Call into the other Patriot shows, though. Call into other programs. Tell them about the new film. Help me promote it. All right? Because I'm not good at hyping stuff. I'm just good at making the films. And this is my best work. I want to thank all those that helped me make it. 888-253-3139. Just because you know all about the New World Order doesn't mean other people don't. So, share it with others. Get it. Make copies, please. 888-253-3139. Or write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at prisonplanet.tv or prisonplanet.com. Or go sign up and watch the film online. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, that film, all my other films, my weekly TV show, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book. All it does is pay for the bandwidth, folks, and the webmasters. Prisonplanet.tv. All right, just take action. It's up to you. Let's go quickly to calls. I guess up next here is Randy in Florida. Thanks for holding.
I get the latest for you on Terry Schiavo down here.
All right.
The U.S. House last night passed the bill by a unanimous vote, which would protect her, and the Florida House just passed their version of it here within the last hour.
Yeah, I heard that. That's good news, and the governor says he'll sign it, so she gets another reprieve until the courts overturn it again.
Well, like I said, the Florida House just passed it, and now the Senate just started debate on their version of it.
So we need to call the Florida Senate.
Right. People need to call the Florida Senate, you know, and as soon as they can, and, you know, ring their phones off the hook.
Well, this shows what the people can do when they take action.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, the courts are going to stick their nose into it again. You know, they need to remove Judge Greer, you know.
Well, yeah, I heard Bo Grice was saying he was going to go arrest the judge.
Yeah, well, I talked to Bo last night, and he's down there in Pinellas Park, and I have a message from him that's passed on to all Christians and veterans in the area down there or in Florida to join him and stand up and to protect Terry, whatever it takes, as he's going to do. And, yeah, he is.
Well, good for Bo, and keep us filled in, and God bless you. Take care, my friend. That's good news. In fact, I had that in the stack, but if it had been bad news, I had to cover it immediately to try to save her, but since it was good news, I was going to try to get to it. Let's go ahead and talk to, because, you know, if it's good news, then we don't have to really put a lot of pressure on, but she's not out of the woods yet, not by a long shot. We win the battles, will we win the war? John in Florida, first is John, Louisiana. I skipped somebody. John, Louisiana, go ahead.
Yeah, It's been a foregone conclusion for 6 to 8 years that Hillary Clinton would be the next presidential candidate. That ain't news anymore. What is news now is the Republican group that's now anointed that black female prodigy from Alabama. And so she is going to be, she's been groomed for 30 years for that position. Now she's going to be running against Hillary.
Talking about Condoleezza Rice.
Absolutely, about Condoleezza Rice.
And then we don't get a choice. It's, yeah.
It'll be a black and white case. They don't spare the humiliation for us since they're now in total control. But let's talk about Rabbi Zakheim, if you will. I'm sure you must be working on that story. That's a White House, white hot story going around now that he's in the absolute perfect position to execute that scheme that demolishing those buildings in New York. He owns a company that's a leader in the field of remote control for aircraft. He had high positions in the Pentagon, and he's been shielded. He has never been named, as far as I know, with the other neocons. It is a wonderful story, and it's very plausible.
No, I've seen the report, but regardless of all the little specifics, we know the globalists took those buildings down. Thanks for the call. John in Florida and others, you're up next when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All righty then, let's move fast. Let's go ahead and talk to another John. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Great show, Alex.
Thank you.
The caller before last was talking about Terry Schiavo. I wanted to point out to some of your listeners who want to give up on her that she hasn't had any therapy for 5 years. The doctors haven't been in to work with her.
I thought it was 10.
Or maybe it is 10. But I want to know, I wanted to bring to whoever's attention that this may go to when you have a wide listenership.
Well, it's like that baby they wanted to kill in England, and they said the state wanted to kill it. It's almost 2 years old, and now it's coming back. I mean, what about Helen Keller, deaf, dumb, and blind, and was one of the greatest thinkers later when they could finally communicate with her? I mean, we used to hold these people up. Now we act like they're garbage. You couldn't kill a dog the way they're trying to kill her.
Well, I'm a believer, you know, and the good Lord works through people. Now, I just wanted to pass on this information that there's an International Association of Hyperbaric Oxygen Chamber Physicians. They're located in Lauderdale by the sea. Now, most people think of the chamber as something to counteract the bends, you know, for the deep-sea diving and such as that. But they also are experimenting way ahead over in Europe. In fact, they carry the smaller chamber in the...
But be specific. What's it do?
Well, basically, it delivers pure oxygen at certain atmospheres to the brain areas. Now, they can take a picture of the brain.
Oh, yeah, I've read about that. And then it all lights up by super oxygenating the brain.
Well, there's the white area, there's the black area. They can't do anything about the black area, but the gray area, if they can bring enough. Now, they did have a 13...
Well, he won't even allow a brain scan of her.
No.
Okay, she's probably not even brain damaged from the last medical reports we had 10 years ago.
Well, hopefully when they do get her on therapy that they will think of this hyperbaric oxygen. They've had great results, especially in comas where you had automobile accidents.
Yeah.
Gangrene is another area where you have to deliver oxygen, saved amputation. There's a lot of things. They're still working with it.
All right. Well, thank you, John. That's an interesting point. Linda in Virginia. Linda, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to agree with your caller from South Carolina a few minutes ago about the purpose-driven life.
It's this book, and it's
right.
Supposedly changing the scripture, she was saying.
Well, it's just a new age hope, and people now, since the story broke, are going out in droves buying this, and I'd just like to encourage...
And they're going to buy it more now because we're talking about it.
Well, yeah. But it needs to be exposed, I think. I would like to encourage your listeners...
Well, I mean, the churches themselves need to be exposed.
Yeah.
They're more like a whorehouse nowadays than a church.
Well, the preachers are reading this and giving it to their people. And like I said, it's just all New Age stuff. And the information is out there. People want to find it. And there's a real attack on real believers today.
Oh, I know. Listen, I've been to a lot of churches trying to find one, and
it's
worship
hard.
Your government, do what they say, guns are bad, world government's good.
So there's not a lot of us out here, and we need to stand together and expose this.
Well, there are a lot of us out here. It's just most people don't go to these churches anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for the call. Really good to hear from you, Linda. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
I wanted it.
All right, put him on hold. He's got his radio up. We'll try to go to him next hour. I promise, though, when I first start the next hour, I'm going to go right into the situation with Russia and China doing all these war game drills and a bunch of police state news. Not going to be able to have a job if you're a smoker. It's not just going to be a government job. It's going to be everywhere. But it's not going to stop there. Fattening foods, everything. It's not discrimination. No, no. These are just guidelines we have for you now. Your national ID card, sales tax card, will track what you eat and what you do. We're going to give you a classification on that for the insurance company. We'll be right back. Terrible.